Outlook, writing is the hardest way of earning a living, with the possible exception of wrestling alligators. Olin Miller. A group of local writers might find the humor in this assessment. Nonetheless, they work diligently at their craft and then get together to provide feedback to one another. Now the public is invited to come and get a sneak peek into what they are working on in an upcoming writers' night being held at the public library on June 4th. The Revisionists Writing Group consists of local writers who meet monthly to discuss their work. Tony Peter, Joan Soggy, Daryl Olson, Shelley Ludke, and prior to his passing in February, Oliver Green, spent the past months working on a variety of projects including historical fiction, novels, short stories, children's books, poetry, personal narratives, plays and more, and they are looking forward to giving the public a glimpse into it all. Daryl Olson. Daryl has been writing sermons for about 44 years, but in the last 5 years has taken time to focus on creative writing. He has translated books from Norwegian to English for publication. This includes 3 Kindle titles, Consideration of the World's Folly, Attempt at a Dissertation on God's Wisdom, and A Confession of Truth about the Matter of Salvation. He also 2 pieces in A Godly Contemplation that was published at the end of April. He has been working on a biography and a historical fiction novel. He said getting evaluated by other writers with more experience is a benefit of being part of the group, and says it helps clarify and correct his writing. At the reading night, he plans to share from the historical fiction novel he is working on called Word Alone. Joan Soggy. Joan has been a writer as long as she has been a reader. Books and reading were a very important part of my childhood, she said, so it seemed natural to begin making up my own stories. Her first published title, Mistassini, The Buffalo Rock of Elbow, was followed by a nonfiction collection of short stories and articles based on research she had done over several years called Looking for Iktau. Research into regional history is a subject that fascinates her. In the past few years, 2 novels have been published, both based on historical and family research, Prairie Grass and Rika. She was working on Rika when she joined the Revisionists, a novel based on the life of her late husband's grandmother, who was one of the few female homesteaders in Western Canada. Joan remarked, "I think a lot of people who grew up in Saskatchewan can relate to this story because of similar stories in their own families." Since that book's publication, she has been working on different stories she started a few years ago, and is also beginning another short novel. She has been in the Revisionists for 4 years. "Where do I begin?" she asked, in answering what it has meant to her. "There are so many benefits to having other people reading your work and giving you feedback. Other eyes will see things that I have completely missed or haven't even thought of." She was thankful for the suggestions made when she was facing an important deadline. "I remember especially being grateful for their input when I was trying to come up with a good blurb for my novel cover and was under time pressure from my editor to get it done." Joan plans to read from the novel Rika on June 4th. Oliver Green. Oliver was such a valued member of the group. His insights, feedback and nudges gave other writers much to think about, and they were eager to read his work. He submitted something new and interesting each time the group met: a mystery short story, children's book, a historical play, personal narratives, to name a few. His published titles include Honk as You Enter, and The Irrigation of a Desert. Another book will soon be published, and his daughter Kim Olson will be in attendance to share that work. Tony Peter. Tony has been a member of the Revisionists since 2008, when the group was meeting in Beechey, and now serves as its president. When he joined the writing group, he had just published his first book and has since published a wide assortment of titles, all critiqued and edited by the writing group. His published titles include 5 books in the Fantasy Gorn series: Genome, Bones of the Holy Man, Landau, The Search for Paradise, Landau 2, Settling in Paradise, and most recently, The Way It Was, a collection of poetry. He says the Revisionists has played an important role in all of it. "My writing has improved because the group makes suggestions and edits," he remarked. "For me, I get to read other members' works, which is exciting, share ideas, social interactions, and improve my writing by reading others." Tony plans to read from Landau 2 and some poetry on June 4th. Shelley Ludke. Shelley, the writer of this article, has been part of the group since the fall of 2021. Although I have things published in the pages of this newspaper every week, I will admit to being very nervous the first time I sat around the table waiting to hear what the writing group had to say after submitting the first chapter of a novel. The feedback was helpful, encouraging and thought-provoking, and this has been the case every time we meet. I encourage book lovers and those who like to write to come and see what we are all about. Following the brief readings, there will be time for audience members to have refreshments and talk to the writers. The revisionists have been meeting in the Outlook Community Library, and they extend a big thank you for all the work the library puts in to promote literacy and the joy of reading. Everyone is welcome to the Outlook Community Library, Outlook High School, on Tuesday, June 4th at 7 p.m. to hear the work of local writers.